This is the family that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Monday for you. I'm just trying to say it's a Monday for you. Okay, so this is 5926 Central with none other than Queenie and Shazam. All right. Let me keep going. So I just took it upon myself to add some songs. Found a CD, you know, we stopped using CDs and stuff like that, but, hey, how you doing, Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I I'm doing okay. God is good, you know. How was work?
Work was work.
Work was work.
That's all I can say about it.
Yep, that's the gist of that for me as well.
Well,
found the old CD of Billy Cook. It said Kiss the Cook. Okay, and so I'm gonna play Shorty You So Fine. Okay. I know it sounded corny when I said it. So let me see. Shorty, you so fine. No, that's not right. Anyway, let's just play the song. I ain't gonna read that right. This is Shorty You So Fine right here on 5926 Central.
Girl, you paint a pretty picture. I just wanna be next to you. Hey, shorty, what can I do to get with ya? Girl, you paint a pretty picture. I just wanna be next to ya. Listen, see I've been through so many girls all across the globe. Black, white, Hispanic, even Oriental. Short, thick, tall, ones with love and gold. It don't even matter, cause there's something about you special. The way you move your hips, somebody put me in a daze. Searching for your love is like I'm going through a maze. I just want for you to come and chill. You're serving me the appetizer, but I want the full course meal. I know right now you're staying, you don't wanna settle down. But trust me, girl, I'm here for you, I'm not gonna play around. No, 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 I wanna cater just to you.
If you want,
I wanna give my love, shawty. Hey, what can I do to get with ya? Girl, you paint a pretty picture. I just wanna be next to ya. Hey, shawty, what can I do to get with ya? Girl, you paint a pretty picture. I just wanna be next to ya. Hey,
it feels so good to hear that you ain't looking for the life. But I love to see your smile, so I'll give you the fancy clothes, fancy rings and necklace, fancy dinner,
even fancy
dress. See, I hope that I can get you just to read between the lines. Put two nickels together just to show that you a dime. You are everything that I want in a woman. What can I do to show you I'm the truth?
Black, white, Hispanic, even Oriental.
Hey,
hit them from the back, make them feel it in their toes. I'm a Mandingo warrior, this is no joke. They call me King Kong when the doors are closed.
Just wanna be next to you.
Black, white, Hispanic, even Oriental. Hit 'em from the back,
Welcome back, welcome back. This is 5926 Central. I'm just saying, this is where you showed up at 5926 Central. What's going on, Zam? Listen, Zam, is it hot out there, cold out there, or storming out there? What is it doing?
It's freaking awesome out here right now.
Oh,
it's doing absolutely nothing. The weather is perfect. It's not too hot. It's not cool yet, but it's not too hot, and it's nice. You know, this is riding in the country with your windows down type weather.
Oh,
I wouldn't advise
you right now.
Bugs are pretty bad, you know, hitting the bugs and crap. But other than that,
oh,
perfect weather.
Oh, my God. I can't stand you. I can't stand you right now. You know,
sometimes I can't stand myself.
Because, you know, Houston is a hot mess, honey. A hot mess. Let me tell you what I
did. Is it still raining?
No, it quit. It quit. It finally decided it was going to go on and harass somebody else. So let me tell you about this thing I just bought, right? So I just bought this band. You know that band they put around their waist?
Uh-huh.
So y'all are witnessing. You can't see me, but I'm going to wrap my waist. Now, if you hear me gasping for air, which you shouldn't do that, you know, in my euphemism, my youth, I had asthma. So, y'all dial 911 for, you know, and tell them to send an ambulance out. You know, tell them to send the ambulance, send the ambulance. Do not play. Right out. Now, I ain't quite figured out how to put it on yet. But, Tamara, you know your sister going to figure it out. Well, I'm figuring it out. Oh, I figured it out. Pull them up, swallow them up. Oh, my God. Anyway, I was at work today, right?
And, Tamara,
we had a couple of days off work because, hold on, still working with today. Anyway, we had a few days off work because of because it started raining out here. Now uh-huh. We all done lived in Houston for a minute. Now, this is what I'm gonna say, and I ain't trying to offend none of these Houstonians. But y'all need to quit. Why is y'all so weak when the rain come? I know it may flood. And it flooded outside. It did outside my house and stuff. But my question is, what y'all so scared for? You understand me? What you scared for? For real? What you scared for? Like you ain't never been in the rain or something? I get so confused. You know, they shut the office down. They shut the. Everybody stay home. It's inclement weather, or however you pronounce that word. I said it quick because I got the right pronunciation. It's inclement weather. Tell me all kinds of cool. I'm sitting there like, are y'all serious? They done closed the whole office down. First they say, y'all come in at 1. That's what they told us, right? Y'all come in at 1. Y'all don't laugh, but I still ain't figured this bed out. But anyway, then I'm getting myself together to come to work for 1, right? So as soon as I get ready to come to work for 1, they bust up and say, don't even worry about it. Office closed. We're gonna close it for y'all's safety. Now, I don't know who these people are that's making these decisions to close offices when it wasn't even coming down like that. But they need to get it together, man. I'm serious. You can't be shutting down. Houston shut down if somebody walk outside and sneeze too hard. If somebody eyes start watering, they shut the ship channel down. Close close the school. Go, everybody better go get some water. Go, you better go get the water and the tissue. Clean everything out.
Okay. I can't keep nothing around.
Okay, I don't understand what they're doing. I don't understand. Hi, y'all. I still ain't figured out how to get this belt around me, y'all. Hold on. Hi, y'all. Gonna shut this world down like that. You know? And you know I'm ignorant. I'm gonna be at home in the bed anyway. You know, you ain't got to shut it down. I'm off. You know. I'm off. Where you at? Where you at, Janice? Where you at, Miss Jackson? In the bed. I'm at the place where I reside. All right, we need you to go somewhere. No, it's drizzling outside. It look like it's gonna rain. I can't go nowhere. I'm not leaving. Y'all got me messed up. Going nowhere. Oh, y'all, I think I got it. Oh, my God. Okay, y'all, if I start breathing hard, I just want all of y'all that's on the main line, don't call Jesus. Jesus already know. Don't call him. Call 911. All right, y'all. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Listen. It's working, Sam. It's working. I feel slimmer.
It's
working. Girl, yeah. This stomach I've been blaming on the kids. You know, the kids is about almost 30 years old, my oldest. I've been blaming it on the kids. Listen. Girl, shut your mouth and shoot me, girl. Listen. Uh-oh. Girl, that Velcro's super, though. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to try to sit down. Y'all don't know I'm standing up. I'm going to sit. Oh, set up. Listen. This thing is wrapped so tight around my waist. I feel like I'm just gonna lean over. That's how tight this thing is around my waist. I'm just saying. Can y'all hear me? Listen. You don't have to. Listen. Don't call nobody. I'm all right. I made it through. I can't keep it on for the next 30 minutes, but I just wanted y'all to know that I accomplished what I set out to do. And that was wrap this thing around me. Now, coming out of it, y'all just pray my strength in the Lord. Do that. I don't want to hear nothing. Don't say nothing. Anyway, it worked, though. It pulled all that in.
Did it snatch it in?
Girl, it snatched it so. It snatched it so I had to look and figure out where it went, girl. It was, listen, it snatched it so quick, like, because when you, see, you know the whole band is elastical, right? So when you hook that Velcro to that Velcro, see the other one I saw on Instagram, it got a hole in it, and you take it through the hole and you pull it all around. That one wasn't quite safe. That one wasn't quite safe because that's like tying a knot. But this elasticity in this band, waistband that I done bought, it's serious business. It's not playing with you. So if I show up at any family event looking like Dolly Parton, y'all call that number. Call them people. I done went too far. Call them people. I done went too far. Oh, Jesus, I went too far. Anyway, enough of that. Oh, man, I'm so sad to report.
Huh?
Okay, this is the deal, right? So, I just took that belt off. This is the deal. I was to move, you know, put my signs up because, you know, I was working on my trailer and my mural on the side of my trailer is coming along really, really well. And and that was going to be my advertisement, right? I pulled my trailer up, got my Jive Turkey people, I done put a young man on the side of it that's leaning up again. He gonna be leaning on a light pole. It's gonna be brick on the front. It's gonna be bad, right? And number, so now I don't have nowhere to park it. I'm going to finish the mural, but I have to put all, I got to take all my stuff out of the building, put it in storage, you know, that just till I get, because I'm going to tell y'all something about people in business. People think you can't read, right?
Uh-huh.
So the person that I was supposed to go into a contract with for the building, you know, the agreement that he sent, it was absurd. It was absurd. And sometimes people think because you got a lot riding on something that you just gonna take anything. But I'm not. I just, you know, I'm not doing it.
Like,
you know,
like you choice. Like you don't have a backup plan. Like you have to take what somebody is giving you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Okay, so let me just tell you what happened. This is what happened. So I got into the building because a person I knew had the building, wasn't doing nothing with the building, and had a bunch of junk in the building, right? So I went, right. I said, let me get the building. I'm moving out of my house, and I need to move my garage sale, which what started off as a thrift in the first place, into your building. You're not using it. I'll sell your stuff too, right? Moved into the building, was selling his stuff, selling my stuff. Then the building got absurdly hot in the summertime. And baby, let me tell you a secret about your sister. I ain't finna sweat that much for nobody. Not doing it. You're gonna have to put AC up in here, right? So didn't do that, whatever. So he started showing the building to somebody else like 5 months later, right? He tells me he needs to keep to the building because he's going to show it to some dude want to come in paying rent. Okay, first thing I said to myself and him was, well, if you wanted rent, why didn't you just ask me for rent? Why would you go and show the building, want to show the building to somebody else? The building ain't even that big. If you skip, when you first pick your foot up to skip, you'll be out the back door. So where this man going to put his stuff at, right? So I said, well, if you want rent, just tell me you want rent. I got a job. I can pay my rent. You know, I hate when people treat me like that, like I can't afford stuff. And I'll be looking at them like, okay, if you're going to do that, okay, fine. You know, I'm not finna fool with you because you're not an adult. Okay, let's move on. I drifted a little bit. So he was like, all right. I said, how much you want for rent? So he told me how much you want for rent. I said, oh, I can do that. So he said, okay, I'm going to send you an agreement. Now, this is my understanding. When I start paying rent, let me tell you how ignorant your sister is. Now, if I'm going to start paying you rent, and I'm talking about full rent, then that's my thrift store. All that selling stuff for you and all that kind of stuff, we're not doing that. I'm going to pay full rent, lights, water, and all that. Nigga, I'm not selling your stuff, nigga. You're going to have to buy a vendor table like everybody else and vend. That's what you're going to have to do. So he sent me the agreement. And in the agreement tells me I can't take his sign down off the from beside the building. Tells me I have to leave his sign up, all of the bills. I have to take care of the upkeep of the building inside and out. Then he tells me, oh, I'm going to give you the kicker in it. This ain't the kicker. I'm going to give you the kicker in a minute. Then he says, I have to sell his stuff. I have to consign his stuff. So I'm reading this ridiculous agreement to my husband. You know, James goes all the way to 100. He just goes to 100 and gets on my nerves, pull every hair out of my scalp, fooling with him. But anyway, so here's the kicker though. He's not going to put the AC unit in until I sign the agreement. Now, mind you, my stuff all wait a minute. My stuff already in there. I'm talking about set up full-fledged men's section, women's section, full-fledged shop. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Full-fledged shop. So I move out, but what you paying though? So I'm gonna pay you full rent, and I'm gonna pay all the utilities, and I'm gonna pay for the keep up of the place. Now watch this. Here's the kicker. And you don't even own this building.
Okay.
No, he don't. He rent it.
Oh, wait a minute. So you just freeing him up to do whatever he want to do with his coins.
Oh, my God.
So in what world did he thought that was going to work?
And I don't know. I think that, oh, my God. I think like most people who are con artists and I have careful what I say, but anyway, I'm not. Most people that try to sucker people, that's what they
uh-huh.
think. When he was typing it, he felt good when he typed it. He really did. I it's like I was standing right next to him when he was typing, and I was watching him drink a cold glass of Kool-Aid while he had somebody typing it up. But you got to be out your mind. I can't.
No.
Yeah, he black, girl. Girl, yeah, he black. Blacker than black. Girl, please. Black, and I'm going to just say it, black and a preacher. Yeah. Yeah. This is why people don't go to church, you know. And I'm a pastor, I understand, but this is why people don't go to church. Be honest about it. Because it's just people are, listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all people that don't want to go to church. You need to go to church anyway for Jesus. You understand me? Go to church for Jesus. Don't go to church for the pastor, because pastors are human beings. And this one right here that I just told you, this one I just told y'all about, and let me tell y'all something. This ain't the first time I've met a con artist that's a preacher. Because I would say a preacher that's a con artist, but that's not the right order. A preacher that's a whatever, whichever one. Y'all figure it out. But anyway. There it is. Because that's not. You're a con. And you looked at me and figured fool was written across my forehead. Because, see, when my husband went off, you know, he gets to talking to me. See, that's what I'm talking about. You're always trying to deal with this nigga. I told you I'll be dealing with this nigga. Who you talk to? First of all, and this is for the married couples out there, always understand that you and your spouse are on the same team. You understand me? Because I promise you, my husband went straight on the side of the street. Like, I had to say, you know what? Bye. You know, sometimes you got to walk away. Anyway, just to preserve things, you got to walk away. But anyway, yeah. So, My Gospel Soul Community Thrift, I got to now take it off Google, and I am putting the stuff in storage, and I'm going to wait my turn like Effie White. You know, she said, what they say, wait your turn, Effie White. I'm going to wait my turn. Because what Effie White say? She say, this time. Woo! Y'all remember the movie, right? Y'all do, right? You remember the movie, right, Sam? You know what movie I'm talking about?
Uh-uh, what you talking about?
Oh, my God, girl. Dream Girls. We're your dream girls. Oh, every white baby.
Okay.
All
you
right,
say, I guess.
It's gonna win, baby. She won, too. You know. She won.
And
she won. Girl. My God. Look, this Monday, man, I've just been so, actually, this past 2 years, I have just been really tired of people. I'm just really tired of people handling me any kind of way. And this didn't just start. This didn't just start in the past 2 years. This started way back when I was 17. Okay. And yeah, I'm about to be 45, but it's never too late to wake up and say, you know what? This is reoccurring. This is reoccurring. So obviously it has to stop. Okay. Obviously. So we're going to put that stuff in storage, you know, and amen. Anybody got time for that?
Yeah, he tripped out.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. I don't even want you to call me and say, well, what is a woman of God that we can do? Because this ain't about being a woman of God. This is about business. And you a swindler. And I can't even play with you like that. You play too much. You play entirely too much. For real.
Entirely.
Girl, that's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy. But you want me to go and cut... You want me to cut? Now this is, girl, this is another kicker. I'm going to kick you with the other foot right here. And he says he wants us to take care of the outside, like the cutting of the trees, the yard, and all this stuff outside of the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have a lawn care business? Girl, sit your mouth and shoot me. Girl, you could have bought me with a bent nickel. For real. You could have bought me with a bent, ran over, hammered nickel. Nigga crazy. Girl, I'm so sick of people. I don't know what to do with myself.
Keep this. Do you know who the owner of the building is?
No, I don't know who the owner is, girl. I just don't even. But the thing is, you know, I just really want a better building. You know, like I was talking to Chris, I was like, a long, long time ago, I was like, if everybody just put in on this, you know, this thrift store, that thrift store grow real fast because people donate clothes all the time. And then it also opened up jobs for our children, grandchildren, whatever. It could be a family business, even though we all got individual businesses. You get a big enough building. Mm-hmm. Then you got rooms, you got everywhere where everybody can set up shop. We can turn into a flea market later on. This is how my mind works. My mind works in, you know, my mind crazy. But I keep having this vision of a huge thrift store because all the people do is they take donated clothes and resell them. And it's a chain of thrift stores all around Houston, right? And, So I got mine started. I'm waiting, and I'm going to get my building. I just believe that for real. Because I got clothes racks. Girl, I got all the pieces. I ain't got time to be playing with people. No time, girl.
I don't understand that one, though. That was off the chain. He tripped out.
Girl, that's a lot. That's a lot for you to be doing in one agreement. You didn't even spring the rest of the crazy on me. And then it makes me believe that you don't want me in the building anyway. Because for you to sit in that, something in your head said, I know how to.
Something I'm not going to go for.
Exactly. And then you know how ignorant. He knew how ignorant James is, you know. He know. So let me throw this out here, you know. Well, and I always believe this. Anything that you – now, it's the difference between working hard for something – let me say it like this. Fighting for something that don't belong to you and fighting for something that you know you earned. You get what I'm saying? It's the difference.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you be fighting for stuff that you really need to be letting go. You really – need to get away from.
Yeah. And that works in every aspect of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You ask for stuff and You know, it don't happen, and you keep asking, and you don't get it. Then you finally get it, and you realize that that shit should have stayed where it was.
Where it was. Where it was.
You didn't.
I could say that about a couple of men I met.
You didn't get it because you didn't need it. It wasn't right for you.
Oh, it
wasn't. It
wasn't
meant for you.
Let me tell y'all.
Did you keep on asking?
I want to talk a little bit about bozoism. We have not visited this topic in a minute.
In a while, yeah.
But you know what activated when you said sometimes you need to leave that stuff where it was. Listen, I got involved with a bozo. I don't know if I told the story, but I'm going to tell it again. This instance of bozoism led me to a place where I was throwing this Negro clothes out of the window. Listen, let me tell y'all what bozoism would do to your life. Okay, this bozo, and I love to use the term bozo because I don't have to say names. This bozo got a job, right? People gave him a job. Oh, you married. Your wife is a pastor. I'm going to give you a job. They gave him a job. They gave him food. They gave him stuff that kept his life going so that he could take care of a woman with children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he came home one day. I was doing my podcast. I remember the day also vividly. He came home and he sat down. And I'm really an ignorant type. You know, I do believe that now that I look back over my life. He said to me, Janice, he said, I don't want to work no more. And I said to myself and him, I said, how are you going to eat if you don't work? He said, well, you know, we got food stamps. I said, no. My children have food stamps. How are you going to eat if you don't have a job? Better yet, where are you going to sleep and you don't have a job? So he says to me, he says, I'm going to sleep right back there in that room with my wife. I said, oh, and another question, how are you going to keep a wife and you don't have no job? He tells me, boldly, he says, you know, I'm not working anymore. Now, he's, I mean, strong 40-some-year-old man, you know, and you talking about retirement already. He wasn't even talking about Social Security retirement. He was talking about ghetto Negro lay-up-on-your type retirement. No, nigga, no.
No, oh, he's got that Jody stuff.
Yeah, you about to, no, this, no, we in the hood, but we're not of the hood. I just want to let you know, we're not of the hood over here. You understand me? So he takes his stand, right? He goes take his shower. He goes and he gets in the room and everything, and he begins to change the channels on the TV and everything. And by then, the energy from my feet have reached my knees, right? And I walked in the room. When I walked in the room, the energy had made it to my chest. And before I knew it, I said, you need to get up out of here. He said, what? I said, he said, you bipolar. I said, yeah, I know. They diagnosed me. I take my meds. Now I need you to get up out of here. I'm not going nowhere. I said, okay, you don't have to go. So I waited. Everybody started laughing and talking. Hours went by, and he thought that we were all good. So he went to the store. Baby, I'm going to the store. I said, all right, pick me up a sneaker. He said, all right, anybody else want anything? They said, no, we don't want nothing. As soon as that door locked behind him, by the time he got back, all of his clothes was in the shrubs outside of the apartment.
Oh.
What's going on? Well, we were upstairs. So when you throw them out the window, they had to land on the shrubs because, you know, the velocity in the air, you know. What you doing? You crazy? I said, yeah, I know. I said, I'm too crazy to be with a man without a job. I said, okay. I don't see my shoes. I said, hold on. Mom, go back there and get his shoes. Yes, ma'am. Do his shoes right on out there. Mm-hmm. Show did.
Were they in the shrubs, too?
Yeah, you know, they landed. I think it's best that they landed in the shrubs instead of on the sidewalk, you know. Gave him a little cushion for the fall. He was like, what is going on? So he came upstairs, right? Knocked on the door.
Uh-huh.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, let me in, let me in. I just got on the phone. I say, Darion, I need you to come over here. So-and-so is trying to get in this apartment, and I have evicted him. Okay, Mama, I'm on my way. Darion comes up the stairs, opens the door. I was like, Darion, don't open that door. He going to come in. He said, oh, no, he not. Opens the door, because Darion came over with a, you know how they call it, wife beater, like tank, right? He was like, oh, he ain't coming in. Darion opened the door. It was amazing to me to see. And he just stood there and let Darion come on in without trying to push the door open. I said, okay. All right. Okay, now you can go. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, it took him a couple of days, you know, but by the time he called me, he had a job. I'm just saying, he called me. He said, babe, they let me back on, you know what I'm saying, me? Just let me know when I can come back home. I said, you can't come back till you've been on the job for a good 2 months. What? Oh, yeah, you heard what I said. I said, on a job, you can't get benefits till the 3rd month. Come on now. I'll get you too. Shoot. You can't play with bozoism, y'all. For real, you don't know how people are brought up, raised. You don't know what you in for. You gotta test these things. Me, I fell for it. And therefore, I have to take drastic measures to deal with bozoism. Period. That's my story. Thank you. Do you have any questions? Have any questions or comments, you can press 1. I'm just saying. Oh my God. In this life.
Yeah. It's a trip.
Huh?
I apologize, y'all. I am really working. I am.
Oh, you still at the job?
Yeah, babe, I'm at work.
Girl, I thought you had left the job. Oh, God. I'm trying to learn how to read, girl. I'm really trying to learn how to read. Oh, my God. Okay, y'all know how we do. We always got to shout out businesses. So let's get this show on the road. Zam, I'll let you shout out businesses. I have really talked this show for real.
Well, I'm only going to shout out a few.
Okay.
Or maybe 2. I don't know. I don't know how many. Okay, so 1, we have BKZ Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have T-shirts for any event. You can reach us at bkzclothing.com. And if you have any questions, just look on the contact page and shoot us an email. You can reach it. You can see us on Etsy, and we're also under BKZ Clothing. And for now, that's what we have going. Now, I do have my Cook the Show Productions, but I'm in the process of doing some transitioning, and I'm going to start back up with some things on that end later. And Janice and I are working on something that it's a ways down the road, but I guess the closer we get to it, we'll let you know about that. That's something we're going in together on. And then we have, okay, Janice, give me a second and I'll be right back. Go ahead and do your thing.
Okay, so let's talk about these candles. Oh,
yes, Lord have mercy,
Jesus.
We're going to talk about these candles.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. Oh, I'm stretching Jesus be a fence all around me every day.
All right, so let's get into these candles. In this candle business with Renee Shepherd. Yes, yes. Y'all may see my commercial on Facebook. I did me a little, my own little commercial, my own little infomercial for Sweet Sensations. Uh-huh. Sweet Sensations on Etsy. Handmade candles, wax melts, and more. And let me tell y'all, my personal favorite is, hold on, I want to say it right. Jesus. Oh, y'all, I'm getting old. Then my phone's popping. Listen. Caramelized pralines, virgin coconut, soy wax, hand-poured in Texas. Let me tell y'all something about my candles, baby. Listen. My candles ain't playing with y'all. Look, look. And no, I'm not doing no giveaways. Woo, Jesus, on my candles, y'all. Listen, if y'all want a candle, you need to go to her site on Facebook. Well, on Facebook, you'll get the information for the Etsy site. Any questions you have, she answers the questions in a timely fashion. Okay? So, you go to facebook.com/sweetsensations1. Okay? Sweetsensations1. Make sure you put the one on it, y'all. Because when I searched it out a couple of weeks ago, it was 1,500 pages. So make sure you put the one so you can find the page. Okay? Because like I said, you can't have my candle. You have to go and buy you a candle. Also, if you want more information, you can email her at sweetsensations001@gmail.com. Okay? That's Renee Shepherd. Don't get it twisted. Let me help y'all spell Shepherd because some of y'all are crazy. S-H-E-P-A-R-D. Okay? Go and check it out and get your... Now, the other candle I ordered is strawberry peach champagne. Okay? Yes, Lord. And it smells exactly the way it sounds. Okay? And she also sent me a wax melt. I'm going to try it out. Understand me. Woo, glory. Let me tell y'all something. Like I tell y'all, I'm married to a man. I need a candle. My God, Jesus, be offense. Sam is busy right now. We have 8 minutes left in the broadcast. I am so excited. The show was good to me. I got the opportunity to vent and share my view on different things. Bozoism, con hood preachers, and good music. So, Zam, if you're here and you have something else to say before I end the show, go ahead and say something. Let me know. I'm away.
Okay, y'all. I am so glad that y'all made it tonight. As usual, I know you have been entertained because I have. Y'all have an awesome week, and we'll see you next Monday at 8 p.m. here at 5926 Central.
Oh, but that's not the end of the show. This next song I'm playing is called Desperado by none other than Billy So Iconic Cook from his album, Kiss the Cook. Here it is, Desperado.
I'm a desperado. As the years passed, I began to sing and blow. And was raised as a young boy with just a dream. New
my gift or voice to carry me upstream. As a man, I knew that I was in the right place. I have given much and will move forward with pride and grace. What I really wanted to do, does this challenge make me strong, determined, and not blue? I'm a D-E-S-P-E-R-A-D-O. I'm a desperado. Been through the tough and the thin, and we will be remembered as soldiers. One with thick skin can never throw me out of this city. Have faith and watch it climb high without pity. Gonna know me before it's all over. Praying as you see me kicking back, dressing in green clovers. Oh yeah, so you go away. So feel so ashamed for not being clever. Industry, I'm a desperado.
Gonna be some folk on that sideline, y'all. It's gonna be some folk on that sideline, huh, Sam? It's gonna be folk on that sideline.
Yep, for real.
They is. They is. They can't help it though. They can't help it. You know, some people are permanent, some people are temporary. You understand me? But hey, it is what it is.
Everybody.
No.
Their purpose.
Everybody, even your haters, understand. They got a purpose. I always tell people, Judas had a purpose. You know, people get mad at Judas, but Judas was necessary. All right. Yeah, I preached that thing, too. It was good. All right. Talk to y'all later. We love you all. We love you all. Good night. Good night. Peace out.
Good night.